Yeah, this is our authentic lo-fi back to our roots, which are just sounding bad, I guess. I guess our roots are just sounding kind of shitty.
That's so punk rock.
We're punk as hell.
Is it all right if I do the podcast while I'm lying down?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, they're not gonna see you.
I'm gonna do that right now. Oh, God. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So, bring me up to speed. How's it going? How's things?
I told you my only significant life change is getting fired from a children's museum. Probably my proudest hour as a person.
Sounds pretty awesome. So what you told me was that you called the kid a Philistine. Is that how it went down?
Yep, called the kid a Philistine. Next day, they were like, "We don't like your attitude, you're fired."
I'm sure. Was that kid just like dinosaurs were killed by God or something?
No, the kid was, I was working in the like arts and crafts station, and the kid was maybe wanting to come in, or their dad wanted to come in, and then the kid ran away, and their dad was like, he hates crafts. Just he doesn't like doing art at all. So the joke was the kid hates art and is therefore a Philistine. That was the entire joke. It was very harmless.
So they don't understand the humor. They don't under. They don't. They
Yeah.
don't.
They don't get that. They don't like it. Which is fine. Good riddance.
It's only their loss, I
Yeah.
think. I think that kid was actually a Philistine too. What
Yeah.
kind of baby kind of doesn't like art? That's like a
Right?
too.
I don't know. I hate children, is the other half of this, of course. So, the fuck do I know about them?
I do too.
Right? They're the fucking worst.
I miss the days when we had factories where kids could work at.
Yeah, that was a better solution. It gave them somewhere to go during the day instead of children's museums.
Give their busy little hands a workout.
Yeah, exactly. Get them caught in a mangle and see what fucking happens. Aside from that, I went to the Brandon Graham signing, looked at Brandon Graham, was like, and ran away.
Is he as majestic as he seems?
He seems very quiet. I mean, that's probably not really true, but he was just amiably chatting to some folks he knew. He seems, despite the fact that he draws himself like as a tiny reptile sometimes, he seems smaller in person than you'd expect. He's like a broad dude, but he somehow doesn't take up a lot of space. Yeah.
I'm imagining like Gimli from Lord of the Rings, but with
No,
lizards.
he's tall. He's like a big dude. He's just doesn't take up a lot of space. Like he just seems very unobtrusive. Like if he didn't have the neck tattoo, I never would have noticed him.
He's that guy in the line you can just sort of walk through.
Yeah.
I need this more than you, sir. I can't even acknowledge your existence right now.
Which I guess makes sense because he's a cartoonist and thus naturally small, slothful, and isolated. But
That's almost like every. You should write the intros for all the artists who do the island, because that's pretty much all of them. That's sort of. Each and every one is just like isolated. I have cats and I draw comics.
yeah, that's all there is. There we go. I forgot I didn't have the video on. How am I this technically inept?
Technology is crazy these days.
True facts.
Are you as weirded out as I am that Ubers are replacing taxis? I still don't fully understand what an Uber is.
Yeah, I took one from the airport when I first moved here. It was a weird fucking experience.
What is an Uber? What is that?
It's, you know, it's just some guy who drives you somewhere in his car.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Not like a licensed taxi driver, just some dude?
Just some dude. I mean, presumably Uber does background checks. Although, maybe not. They're all contract workers. That's kind of the controversy around it, because a bunch of them, I don't know if they were alleged to do crimes, or if someone was just like, but what if they do crimes? So that was a concern about, like, what Uber's responsibility would be if they do crimes. Then also, they were going to be taxed differently, or, like, they were going to be taxed like taxis. And I think Uber was like, no, but they're contract workers. We don't have any employees. We just have contract workers.
Contract. I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
Uber is the headache I will deal with another time. I've been reading a lot of this webcomic called Demon Hunter Kane. I don't know if I saw it. You're right to be pensive.
I'm just questioning. I'm just waiting for additional information about Demon Hunter Kane.
Demon Hunter Kane is a super kitschy, like, it's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but it's not vampires, it's demons, and Buffy is a black high school boy.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm not pensive or reserved about that. That sounds like a good premise for a comic.
It's really poorly written.
Ah, that's the catch, isn't it?
I was waiting to put that in there.
Yeah.
It's a potential for awesomeness, though.
Poorly written, like how?
Let me read you.
Oh no, okay.
Is it going to follow me home? I don't want it following me home. I can handle this. I'm strong. And that's not a thought bubble. That's just them saying it.
Like to himself? Or does he have like a mysterious mentor who's like...
That's to himself.
Nice. I mean, I get bad voiceovers in movies where we don't necessarily have access to just showing that someone's thinking a thing, right? It makes more sense to have them do shitty monologues then. But this is the medium of comics. You can visualize thought. I mean, you can do voiceovers in movies anyway as well, but it's probably slightly less distracting to convey third-person omniscient in comics through thought bubbles than to have your characters say idiot shit to themselves aloud.
Yeah, it's also not a good thing to do in high school. It's talk to yourself a lot.
Why? Did that have negative impacts on your high school popularity, Brad?
No, I was just a rap from day one.
You never had a chance of being popular? A tragedy. No.
When you have a backpack full of action figures, it's just sort of, there's nowhere to go from there.
Yeah, that's good elementary school friend making. It's high school, maybe not so much. Not so successful there.
Yeah. If I was a demon hunter, it'd be a totally different story.
Yeah, I imagine that makes you very popular with your peers, assuming your peers mostly aren't demons.
Yeah.
Is the demon hunter, like Buffy, leading a secret double life? Or is everybody like, oh, there's these demons, and Kane kills them?
I'm not super deep into it yet, but it's pretty, like, it's a casual hunting. It's like, yeah. He's not hiding nothing, but he's like... He's not going to tell nobody, except his quirky sidekick.
Oh. I guess there's always got to be one, right?
If you're going to be killing demons, you're going to want a quirky sidekick.
I don't know. I would want a really normal sidekick. I would want my sidekick to have as few quirks as possible. One, so they don't upstage me. And then also, just because if I'm in a crisis, I want someone really sensible. I don't want someone who's going to be like, look at me, I'm posturing by the graves. I want someone who's like, maybe we should go home.
So you don't want a little levity with your...
Absolutely not. Not even slightly. I want it to be a dour Puritan demon hunting experience.
Old school.
Yeah. Basically, if I can get Goody Proctor to help me kill the devil, doing it as I would prefer.
I thought Goody Proctor was, like, all about the devil.
Yeah, I think she is. I just picked a random Puritan-sounding name. I haven't clearly done my research here.
I've only met one person named Goody, and it was because they liked sweet tarts.
What?
Like, she enjoyed sweets so much that it wasn't her, like, God-given name, but it was a nickname.
Ah. I was gonna say, if someone, like, legally renamed themselves to Goody, because they're like, hell yeah, I love sweet tarts. It's a disaster. I mean, not that I judge what people do with their lives, but I would judge that pretty hard.
We both judge what people do with their lives.
Oh, 100%, without shame. So you've been reading that. Is it, like, ongoing? You said you're not far in. That suggests there is more to it than what you have read so far. Is it, like, super long?
It's on chapter 6 right now. It's ongoing. It updates, like, every 2 or 3 days. The art's, like, super comic booky, but the demons are cool. The demons are real gross.
Nice. That's super important. Gross demons are probably the most important part of any comic, I would say. I feel like where contemporary superhero comics have failed is they didn't do more with the, like, Demon Princes of Hell thing going on. Should have recommitted to that. Like in that Swamp Thing arc with Constantine. Should have just done that forever rather than being like, oh, we're going to do gritty, dark heroes. They should have just been like, but what about if we did gross demons? In every franchise.
That could be the next event for DC Gross Demon Month.
Yeah, it's a good plan. They can do gross demon variant covers, which will still somehow manage to be misogynist.
I'm sure they could find a way.
No, I have no doubt Vampirella exists in this world. We've already proven that just because something's a monster doesn't mean you ain't gonna slap giant tits on it.
I always thought Vampirella was, like, just not an actual vampire.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't read it. I just assume if her name's Vampirella, she has to be a vampire, right?
That's true. There's really nowhere.
Like, what else is she gonna do? Is she gonna be like, hi, I'm Vampirella and I'm an actuary? She has a limited number of career paths outside of sucking blood.
Accountant. Vampirella attorney at law.
Oh, what a good idea. That's blood-sucking, though, so... Hey, lawyer jokes! Straight out of the hack joke book.
Suck on that, lawyers.
Yeah.
Or get sucked, lawyers. Because she's a vampire.
Yeah, no, I got it. But, like, look at that sentence you made. It's bad. It's a bad sentence, friend.
I'm sick of, like, the porn industry taking all the good words. I can't say sucks anymore.
I mean, you can. I'm not stopping you.
It sucks.
There, you did it.
It was underwhelming.
Yeah, sorry, bud. Did it not live up to all of your hopes?
It was alright. It wasn't as dynamic as I thought it would be.
Yeah. Oh shit, thinking of demons, did you read Citizen Jack?
I did. It's awesome.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a sec. I think we both read issue one, because I think that's all that's out so far. Right? Yeah. I don't know. I go to the comic store like once a month. I don't know what's up.
I also go to a comic store.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
I should just start buying copies for both of us. That's the most ethical way to do this. So we read that. I think it's like, I don't know. It's definitely more hilarious, over the top, like har 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 slapstick, and then it is like satire. Like, it's not particularly pointed, it's just like rambunctious.
I feel you. There's not a lot of politics going on for a comic about politics.
It's not Berg Breathed, right? It's not like
it's not a Washington Post comic.
Yeah, it's no Doonesbury. It's not Doonesbury, but with a pact with the devil. Oh shit, I want to read Doonesbury with a pact with the devil so bad.
That was an underrated strip.
Yeah.
I remember one where the army guy was like, they abandoned me. And that was the whole strip. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, I went, like, right after I finished my div and just, like, hung out in the library reading comics all day. Because why have friends when you can just sing your carol and read comics even though you've graduated? But I found, like, the first Doonesbury collection. It used to be a lot less dour and a lot dumber, which is great. Like, they had a recurring Viet Cong character, which was a whole experience.
Of, like, sure.
This is pretty racist. Pretty racist. Not as racist as I was expecting.
That's a plus, you know?
I think his name was Fred. I think it was Fred the Viet Cong. And he loved soda, I think. It was weird.
I don't know how I can be offended by that. I don't even know what to think about that, honestly.
Yeah. But I think Doonesbury and, Opus are, no, because Opus is the one where he was like, it's just gonna be about the lovable penguin now. Don't worry about the rest of these things. Versus, shit, what was it called? Bloom County. There we go. I have it in my head. It's inexorably linked with Liberty Meadows, which is an enormously different fucking comic. But because they're both like casts of like lovelorn loser dude, implausibly beautiful, or at least busty woman, cast of anthropomorphic and childlike animals, hanging out and, like, lightly touching on social issues. Even though they do it super differently. Super, super differently. They're, like, eternally linked in my head for that reason, because I read them at about the same time. And then, they have that sense of ensemble cast in common, even though Berg Breathed is like, anyway, that's the enmeshed in the politics of it, and then doing like wacky gags on the side, or like we'll use really pointed political references as part of his world of, like, wacky gags. Like, his fucking kid who had various senators under his bed as, like, his monsters. That's not at all what Citizen Jack is doing. Citizen Jack is much more, maybe akin to Liberty Meadows in that it's, like, very broad.
Yeah, there are no good guys, huh?
Yeah, and more to the point, there's no real guys. Like, it's not addressing actual social issues, except for in the broadest of all possible, like, it's always going to be, and maybe this is cynical, but there's always going to be the fear-mongering xenophobic party, right? So, in the sense that he's very much, like, broadly and loosely touching on the landscape of American politics as partisan, hyperbolic, and xenophobic. It's, like, relevant that way and fresh that way. But that style of, like, it's an observation where it's not particularly specific.
Been that way since the good old days. Of course you're gonna make a pact with the devil if you wanna be president. That's how we've done it. That's how we've done it since the 50s. I do, like, it's interesting that that and Prez both have, like, a social media. That's the way they get elected, is through the social medias. Some dumb old prank somehow gets caught in the zeitgeist and everybody's like, oh, this is the shit. That, what was the thing Citizen Jack did? He, like, punched a tractor or something and then...
jumped into a frozen lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I would like... And I like his demon a lot. I think that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's, super, like, it's well-written. I mean, it's, the pacing is a delight. It's, got just enough hint of actual menace in the demon to make the fact that he's, like, propping up this ludicrous clown running for president really delightful, where, like, you know, he's obviously a bad person to be the president, right? Clearly that. But he's written as enough of a, like, pathetic sad sack that it's hard to be, like, upset about him? I don't know. The demon's just menacing enough to be interesting.
It's, there's still a little mystery to it. It's It's sort of like, when the first time he's like, I'm not gonna get it, he's getting kicked out of his snow tire, or snow blowing removal place, and he's like, I sold my soul to you, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It wasn't the plan to become the president, it was something else, and that's interesting too, because it seems like he just sold his soul for... just for kicks, almost. I don't remember him ever saying why he sold his soul. I don't even know if it really matters. But.
I mean, I think it's sort of a for power kind of a thing. And then it's like, this is what you asked for, and here you go. Like, you can't back out now.
How many of the people on his team do you think are in cahoots with the devil?
I suspect they are not at all. That doesn't seem like the style of that particular devil. Like, it's possible they all have their own individual deals with the devil, and he doesn't know, and none of them know about each other's deals with the devil, but I think it seems more likely that the point will end up being that, like, they're just bad people, because in politics, everybody's in bed with the devil. You know, evil triumphs, good men just do their job or whatever.
Yeah. I think Batman said that or something.
Yeah, it was Batman. It was in The Killing Joke. All that's necessary for evil to triumph is jobs or something. Yeah. So very famous. They included it in the Dark Knight Rises, and Christian Bale's voice. It was really moving.
Yeah, that movie still makes me want to be an anarchist.
Oh my god. Welp.
Not really.
When I was at my house, that's a stupid way to phrase that. I was walking to my house the other day, and there was a whole awful crowd of dumb shits in V for Vendetta masks, which was great.
Really?
Yep. Just hanging out. Some of them had capes. I wanted to bully them. I wanted to bully every single nerd. It's my destiny.
You should have, you should have set them on fire.
God, I fucking wish. Something to hope for. What else have you, aside from Citizen Jack, do we have things to say about Island this go-round? I think I'm up to issue 3. But you can spoil things, I don't care.
I was pleasantly surprised with, I still think Dagger Proof Dummy, it's dumb, it's Dagger Proof Dummy, not Mummy.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were, like, going for a joke, or if you were just,
Mouth yeah, vomit.
Mouth problem.
No, it's supposed to be a joke. The first half is really bad, I think.
Yeah.
They crushed it in the ending. Because there's nothing that speaks to me more than someone tasked with a great undertaking and being like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah, fuck living up to your potential.
I'm cool with this sort of laying back.
I do feel like it's important for our viewers at home to know that you are literally lying down with what looks like a wireless mouse on your chest to click around on the key on the computer. So, very apt.
Yeah. It's my aesthetic now.
Yeah. Slacking.
Slacking. Slacking that stews. Big Lebowski. From here on out.
Yeah, I pretty much, I do think it got better in the second half, maybe because I stopped hoping for it to be, like, a story and just started being like, that was so dumb, yay! I wasn't sure I understood the actual plot events of the end of the body swapping storyline. I was like, wait, are they in their original body? Who's in the... That person got a new body, but are the rest of them just... What's their deal? Because the older lady, who I think was a writer or something, when she just, like, watches them from a distance and has faked her own death, she looks kind of the same as she did before. Like, she doesn't look... like, she's actually in a new body. So did she just fake her death and, like, roll out?
Looks like she dyed her hair.
Yeah.
That's
how you get Elvis sightings, right? Like, if you fake your death, do it completely.
Yeah. You go to another state. Don't, like, weirdly stalk your friends.
Yeah, right? Chumps. So. That's an important life lesson for all of you out there in viewer land, is if you fake your death, just fucking commit.
Yeah. No half measures. Don't send weird postcards. Don't keep photographs that have sentimental value.
Just go. Yeah.
That was weird, because I thought it was like... elective surgery.
Yeah.
But it looks like somehow the government was involved, and then
It looked like they were able to choose as elective surgery to be test subjects. So it was government, the government was figuring out if it was a good idea by having people do, like, test it before it's put to, like, military use or whatever.
I couldn't answer that question right now. It's not a good idea.
It's a terrible idea.
You shouldn't swap brains.
You heard it here first. I mean, what's the fucking, that poor Russian dude who's being scammed because his shitty surgeon is like, yeah, we'll do a full body transplant. So, you know, that tragedy creeps ever closer in our own world.
Oh no. The whole idea of, being able to body swap seems very disingenuous.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's for shits and giggles, yeah, you shouldn't brain swap just because you're bored on a Wednesday night. But if you're like terminally ill and or hate your body, then yeah, for sure. Swap in your brains.
I mean, that was the idea of the whole story was they all had, you know, crises in their lives. Except for that one guy who was, like, doing research for other people's crises.
The Gonzo journal, Gonzo therapist.
Yeah. So nobody was doing it for shits, and the military certainly isn't, like, bored on a Wednesday. Like, I think the vague implication was they were going to do something more nefarious. I don't think body swapping for shiggles ever came up.
I don't know. Scientists are getting super bored.
I meant within the context of the text, but fair enough.
Did you see that paper about what's the best cheese to make a grilled cheese?
No, fuck that.
Someone gave money to figure that.
I mean, that seems like actually probably the most productive research avenue. Like, if I were gonna pick on how I wanted scientific funding to be spent, atomic testing, no thanks. Better grilled cheese, that's innovation and development that changes my life.
Respect.
Like, of the two of those, am I ever going to have a chance to bomb someone? No. Do I eat grilled cheeses? Yes. Seems easy to me.
What if you bomb them with grilled cheese?
Well, then it's still important to know which cheese is best for it.
You got me there.
Yeah, come on, bud.
Which, I can't argue that.
Yeah. I read up to episode 8 of, Helper, the...
Oh.
Yeah, so that shit's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah, I love the art so much.
Oh my god, the art is amazing. It's like, it has so much character. Do you want to, like, take a stab at trying to talk about what it looks like? Because it's distinct. It reminds me a little bit of Bleach, but not much.
It's sort of, It's, like, very, it's minimalist in a lot of ways, but then it'll jump into sweeping fucking landscapes of hell. Which they are at, and it's sort of like a DeForge at times, and then at other times it's sort of like typical manga.
So the ways it's like DeForge, I would say, and I don't think there are many. I don't think it's actually much like DeForge at all, except the ways that DeForge has. You know, as part of a generation of cartoonists that have had access to manga. So there's some cross-pollination. But, sure. Like, both of them make monsters with a lot of details and a lot of dripping, a lot of texture, right?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's important about, and I don't know, like, I'm looking at it and it says it's the official English translation, so I don't know how it was originally published. But certainly the divide between, like, pages in each, what I guess is a chapter, tends to be fades to black. Like, there's a lot of fades to solid black, and then it'll cut in with some sound effects, or it'll cut in with a single image.
So it's very cinematic.
Yeah. I don't see minimalist at all. That is not something that I see whatsoever in this text.
What you talking about?
Yeah, dude, it's not fucking minimalist.
With the single panel pages of, like, just, not even black, but, like, little blue fucking splashes. Little splashes of color here and there.
It's still not minimalist. It's occasionally stark, but that's used pretty fucking infrequently. For the most part, right, even its sparser pages, there's a lot of details in them. Like, even pages that are mostly black, you get a lot going on at the edges of them. Like, there are definitely chunks where it's just like, we're going to look at some black now, here you go. But the stuff that is rendered either above and below or in a corner of that blackness will be in a lot of detail with a lot of texture. Definitely, faces are really flat. It's not naturalistically drawn at all.
They do a lot of shadow.
Yeah.
As chins, just little shadows underneath.
I'm, like, freaked out by the main character's chin, because I can't tell if he's got stubble or if he just has holes in his chin.
They may just be holes. That gang is weird.
Yeah, that gang is super weird. For those of you unfamiliar with this comic, since we're still pretending like this may reach an audience someday, hi, Lana.
Lana, hi.
It's like, this dude gets flattened all to shit by a garbage truck and then wakes up in hell, wakes up, like, en route to hell, kills the Grim Reaper, turns out he was in charge of a gang, events unfold from there, with him trying to get used to the afterlife or avoid the afterlife, as the case may be, and his gang members being like, shit, dude, why are you dead? Brah.
There's a lot of masculine tears.
Yo, God, there's so much ugly crying by his gang buddies. Just, like, a lot of it. I guess I should clarify, when I talk about texture, it's not naturalistically rendered texture, and it's not always texture that corresponds one-to-one with, like, this thing is supposed to have a textures, because they'll often do stuff like decide stylistically to texture some shit up or to do, you know, like his hand in some panels just gets random fucking lines for style on it, or people's faces, for instance. Lots of, like, agitation hatching going on. But this stuff is contrasted with very stark blacks. Lots of delicious spot blacks.
Spaces in between. There's a lot of space in the panels.
Yeah, stuff is pretty spaced out. Lots of either blank backgrounds, because it's like a mid-shot of somebody's face while he's, like, experiencing an opinion. Or just, like, a solid gray background. Not that they don't do landscapes, because there's, like, some jolly trees at one point.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, it's super good looking. I love the logo for their gang with the three teeth and the dog. Super good. I'm not saying I would join a mob if I were guaranteed a cool dog logo, but I might could.
you only join gangs dependent on the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
If I'm going to join, you know, a Sub Rosa criminal organization, I want to get a good logo out of it. Character design is also, you know, relevant here. Because not only is everybody super distinct looking from each other, like the main character has that super long hair that makes him look like he's in Metalocalypse. And like a weird black triangle in the middle of his face. Versus his Grim Reaper, who has a literal triangle for a nose. It's not even like trying to look like a nose, it's just a shaded in triangle. And like scales for hair, it looks like. So in addition to that, there's the like special death armor where you can pick your armor's deal, but it has to be like based from how you died.
Yeah, it's
pretty. I mean, it's pretty cool. Ends up looking pretty cool. I don't know how his new underworld best friend died such that she's like wearing a teddy bear. Bear attack? Suffocated? Yeah. I don't know.
She's got a big ol'... I think it's important to note that she's got a big ol' swoop on her face.
That is true.
I don't know if that's hair or what that is.
Yeah. It kind of looks like she is, like, an emo. She looks like an emo.
Can we talk about how... You said you're at chapter 8?
Yeah.
Page 5 is the best thing ever. I love that page so much.
How can you even tell which the where are you identifying the page breaks? Because it's so arbitrary.
I get it through the manga doom they have.
Oh, because it's on webtoons.com, which has it just in a vertical scroll per chapter, which makes it look real different. That makes a lot of the fadings in and out from black and the starkness of the whites. Like, it's just panels floating on a page.
I don't know if that's better.
It looks cool. I mean, it's a good look, but...
I'm gonna try that out.
I definitely assumed that it was originally a webcomic and that's, like... That was the format it was designed in. Because certainly there was some awful, awful college slice of life comic that I read that was bad and that no one should ever read. So I don't even remember what it was called. But it was set at a Christian college and everybody just talked about their feelings all the time. It was the worst. But it was also set up on an infinite scroll for each chapter and... was the worst because they just updated it by like throwing shit in the bottom of the chapter. So if you wanted to go find whatever page you were at, you just had to scroll. It was awful. It was so bad. So I assumed that maybe this updated similarly, that each chapter was released just like originally as an infinite. Well, it's clearly not literally infinite, but I'm making a Scott McCloud Infinite Canvas reference, but just a sort of a one long page.
It's better this way. I think it still is a webcomic, because Korea is weird. Korea doesn't really, they make comics, but all of their comics are either online or through magazines. This one definitely doesn't look like it is published anywhere.
Oh, this looks super weird chopped up into pages.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it looks much better as one long scroll, doesn't it? Ugh. So we learned a valuable lesson here.
Read it in scrolls, people. If you're gonna read Helper, read it in scrolls.
Because otherwise it keeps, like, cutting off a panel halfway through at the bottom of the page, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you just see it on the next one. Yeah, wow, that was bad. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but then it's really, really bad. Nice! I was thinking, it reminds me in the premise that it states of, like, so you have a black wristband, you go to hell, you have a white wristband, you go to heaven, but if you can collect, what is it, 100 black wristbands, you can redeem yourself. So I was expecting it to go full Prison Pit, to be honest, from minute one. I was expecting it just to be this dude murdering his way through hell, which it might still end up being, but on chapter 8 he hasn't even gone to hell yet, so...
It's, I'm hoping there's a lot of fighting. It seems to be, a lot more, it's definitely not dialogue based.
There is a lot more, like, trying to figure out what the deal with hell is. Like, unlike Prison Pit, where you're just tossed in there and it's like, it doesn't fucking matter where it is or why, just deal with it. We watch, what's the dude's name? Guangnam, I think? Anyway, we watch him be like, what's going on? And then his teddy bear pal being like, let me explain hell to you. So we spend a lot more time watching them encounter things and then him needing it explained. So it's not like they're just sitting around talking about their feelings, but definitely lots of...
journey and lots of, it's like a road trip through hell.
Which is also a good premise. I would listen to a concept album that was just like road trip through hell.
Oh, that would be great for Cornucopia Fist.
Yeah, let's get the band back together. I think for that, because it's vaguely, it's not like Thanksgiving-themed metal band, but definitely that's what people will think it is. It'd be some kind of family road trip through hell versus a, like, college bad decisions road trip through hell, which are two very different road trips through hell, even though they're probably both valorous and interesting.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong when you're going to hell.
I mean, you've already gone wrong.
Yeah.
So,
what have you been reading? What are you into?
Oh god, so I've spent the last 3 fucking days, and that's not an exaggeration. I've read 21 volumes, not 21 chapters, 21 volumes of this awful fucking shoujo manga about this lady who decides to be a celebrity to get revenge on her childhood friend / unrequited love, who's a famous, like, up-and-coming visual kei singer who she's been supporting while they live in Tokyo. So she decides to be a celebrity to get revenge, eventually realizes that acting is how she is, like, making peace with herself as a person and also just something she has a passion for, and she's maybe in some kind of, like, love triangle with her childhood friend who's a bad dude and the, like, number one celeb actor in all Japan who's also in her talent company and is definitely super in love with her. And she initially can't get into the talent company because they're like, yeah, no, you did a pretty good job with your talents, but you don't desire love enough. You're broken in love, so you have to learn how to love before you can be a celebrity. Which she has to do by, it's called Skip Beat, although I don't know why. She's in the, like, Love Me section of the talent agency, so she has to do favors for people to get them to love her, and then once she learns to love, or what is it, basically just how to love and be loved in return, they'll let her start becoming a celebrity, basically. But by volume 21, she's, like, already a minor celebrity, so I've read 21 fucking volumes of this nightmare in, like, 3 days. The worst. It's the worst choice I've ever made.
But you seem, I feel like you've gone too far the turn.
Yeah, there's only, 38 total volumes up on this website where I'm reading it. So I'm like so close. It is further back than on. I've invested so much time in this. This is the same way I ended up reading, like, all of Strangers in Paradise over one weekend, though, so...
It's a dangerous game you play with shoujo manga.
Yeah. Strangers in Paradise isn't a manga. It's just,
It's kind of a shoujo manga.
It kind of is, yeah. especially insofar as the plot is somewhere between non-existent and inconsistent. It's a lot of things happening, but at no point do they actually cohere into what might be generally classified as a story.
We need a story when you got cute people falling in love and
out of love and getting pregnant and getting kidnapped by the mob. Yeah.
It's great. We're still talking about strangers, right?
It's kind of both. In Strangers in Paradise, it's, the Yakuza, I think, because they have that weird racist, like, the character was originally, I think, he's got, like, a Chinese name, and he's just, like, an American art student, and then they're like, JK, he's the Yakuza, which is a whole fucking mess, versus in Skip Beat, where the, plucky young heroine is stalked and assaulted by a rival goth performing group. They're rivals with her childhood friend, now rival, who she's joined the world of celebrities to destroy. They're called V-Ghoul, as in life and as in ghouls. And they're just a bunch of weird goths, and they decided to hurt her as a way of hurting the her childhood friend slash current rival.
Wow.
There's just events keep fucking happening and none of them are good. I can't believe I've spent 3 days of my fucking life.
It's okay. I went through this with Beck, which is a... It's a manga about a little boy learning how to play guitar, and it's literally that, and they start a band, and there's gunfights.
Is it like a manga adaptation of the life of Beck, the Scientologist? Because what a good idea.
I wish. it'd be a great book.
Yeah. I don't even know if he knows how to play guitar. I don't know shit about Beck except for Scientologist.
You know, Beck's that guy who did,
No, I know what he's done. I just don't know what his... I know what the albums are. I just don't know what his actual level of involvement in the instrumentation of them are.
I'd assume he could tickle some ivory.
Yeah. Probably. May's just knocked something off the counter, but I don't know what, and I don't want to go look at it, because I'm sure I'm just going to be mad at him. Like, whatever it is he knocked off, I'm sure I'm going to be upset with him. So if I don't look at it, I never have to be upset.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly, yeah. So it's literally just like, this kid decides to learn how to play guitar, and then he does, and that's the comic?
It's a little... Okay. So, this guy is like, I want to learn how to play guitar after seeing a band. And the band's like, you suck. You suck, kid. But it's their way of, like, supporting him. And then their guitarist quits. And the lead guitarist looks at the kid and is like, hey, you should join us. Because you got spunk. You got chutzpah. And they start a band, and they go through a bunch of, like, we're going to be the greatest band in the world, and they have a dream about Kurt Cobain.
What?
It's really crazy, actually. It's a great manga.
Oh my god. Yeah, I feel like we should just, like, be clear as the trades that we are in favor of unnecessarily long and super stupid mangas, but that is exactly our wheelhouse. We don't talk about them enough, partly because what else are we gonna do but like excitedly summarize how bad they are. But 100% in favor. The reason comics was invented.
You know, you should there's more to comics than superheroes. And
really?
If you can't see it, but she is she's giving me this look.
But like, I'm not super interested in the kinds of stories available in superhero comics thanks to means of publishing. So why bother? Why bother?
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't try to make you read, like, tiny autobio comics anymore.
Yes, you do.
No, I haven't tried since I moved.
Well, it'd be really hard.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I don't try anymore. We can all give up. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Did you read the new issue of Frontier? Because I haven't yet. Even though it's, like, from Michael DeForge. And I'm like, yay, love on the Michael DeForge hype. I will confess to this, which is, I still like Michael DeForge. But I'm doing that awful thing where I'm like, he's a little... It's just that he's so popular right now. Just exhausting. And it's not that I think he's overhyped. It's not that I don't think he lives up to all the critical acclaim and popularity. I'm just like, yeah, but he's everywhere now, so... It's not like...
He's too popular now.
It's not even about how much other people like him, except that that artifact in turn means that, like, everywhere I turn, there's more Michael DeForge. And I'm like, I just want to read something different for a minute.
I get that.
It's like something else. Which is stupid, because I haven't even picked up most of his new stuff. Like, he has several comics out that I've looked at and then just been like, there are so many of them, but...
Give it time till it's not.
Maybe it is just an awful hipster shit. It's probably just, I'm an awful fucking hipster. I'll cop to that one.
You're not as bad as most hipsters. Like, you're not... Looking for napkin comics or anything, or like.
I would though. You know I would. I went to fucking Short Run and I picked up a bunch of minis there, including one, and I regret this, I'm like a little mad that I bought it, called What Do You Think Of When You Think Of Performance Art? It's not even a fucking comic. This jackass did some performance art. I shouldn't be talking shit on this podcast, but I'm gonna. It's too late. This jackass did some performance art and then asked people at the venue what they think of when they think of performance art and wrote it down. And that's the fucking zine. And it's printed on, like, bad kid stationery. Like, it's got a pattern of ribbons around the edge of one side or whatever. It's, like, compiled of several different paper types. It's the worst, and I hate it, and I'm mad that I bought it.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what I was fucking expecting, but it wasn't that. Oh, shit! I read Sacred Heart by Liz Suburbia, finally, which is amazing! That comic is so good!
Tell me more. I don't even know any of those words.
Oh, so Liz Suburbia does, like, she does Cyanide Milkshake, which I actually haven't read. I read her, like, autobio comic when she was in high school, which is awful and embarrassing for both of us. But she's not in high school anymore, so it's fine. She's actually deleted it off the web. It takes, like, a lot of work if you want to find it. But Sacred Heart is her pretty long graphic novel about a bunch of punk teens, and also other teens, living in this town where the adults have given up and gone away. And we don't know why they're gone, but there's just these kids, and we get occasional hints that they may be coming back. There's just these kids going to house parties in high school, and they have a homecoming dance, but it's some teens, So things aren't great. Like, things are falling apart. The electricity's out a lot. It's a little post-apocalyptic. But you also get the impression that the rest of the world isn't having this problem, that it's not like everybody died. It's that their parents left.
Damn.
Yeah. And are, like, foretold to return. And it, for the first probably two-thirds of it, it's just these kids hanging out and, like, figuring out their feelings like a teen drama. And then in the last third of the book, up to the last, like, few pages, things just get darker and darker. Like, you start getting hints that more and more kids are dying and more kids are wandering off. And then there's a large plot event, which I'm not going to spoiler, look for it in the library near you! But it's wicked fucking good.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
I found it online, but I don't know.
It's not the whole comic. It's up to about halfway through. I read that version first, and it was super, super good, and then it got optioned by Fantagraphics, so she stopped uploading, and decided to, like, focus on making the actual comic, but so good, so good, so good, you should read it.
It looks like I better check out my local library.
Yeah.
I really want to get that and the Tales of the Adventures of a Japanese Businessman.
Oh, I think I've heard buzz around that one. Although maybe that was from you. Do you want to talk about what that is and why you want to read it?
Do you remember the third island where the opening was that weird little... like, this dude in the jungle being like, hey, this all belongs to me.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, he drew that, and that's why I want to see it.
Yeah.
His art's fucking nasty.
Yeah, totally, totally.
And I think Japanese businessmen are also interesting.
Yes, fair. Granted. Okay, that's, I mean, that's a good to-do list.
So, how is the comic book scene in Portland treating you? You seem to be hitting a bunch of events.
Not really. Short runs out in Seattle. I went to hang out with my friend Evan for Halloween, so we could commiserate, about our lives. And... perfect. What?
That sounds spooky. That's a perfect Halloween.
Yeah, so we just, like, went to Short Run with our friends Tati and Ariel, which was a nice time. And then I went to that Brandon Graham event, ran away from that Brandon Graham event. And that's really been the total of my involvement in activities since I moved.
Then you meet, you met Ellen Jo.
Yeah, that was at Short Run.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
She cool?
I mean, we didn't, like, interact. I just purchased a comic and a button and then was like, okay, great, thanks, bye! And she was like, okay, thanks, bye. And that was the whole interaction. She seems nice. As much as you can tell from purchasing something from someone very briefly.
That's awesome. The only famous person I've met recently was a, I met a guy who opened up for Aries Spears at work, and he basically just went on about how millennials are the reason the world is so bad.
That's probably true.
I think it's like we gotta share it. We gotta share the blame.
Yeah, spread it around.
When are you going to read 21st Century Boys?
So I put in a hold of the library, and then I think I missed the deadline to pick it up, so it's someone else has it, so I'm gonna re-request it, and then actually remember to go to the library this time, and then I'll read it. Because I couldn't find it online, because it had been, like, Digital Millennium wrecked down from a couple places, and then MangaVox is like, oh, it's been taken down. Possibly I just didn't check the right ones. I wasn't trying very hard, because around the same time I was going to start that, I found Skip Beat, which has taken over my life.
I can guarantee you it's better than Skip Beat.
I don't see how that's possible.
Did I mention there's music involved in, triangles in it as well as a post-apocalyptic hellscape?
I believe you did. Oh, here we go. There actually is. Yeah, here it is. I was just looking at the wrong illegal scansulation site. I was looking at the one that takes stuff down when it's licensed because they think they're Robin Hood rather than the one who just knows that they're stealing and thus never takes anything down. I just think it's important to be honest about these things.
Yeah. You know, just say it when you're skimming a little bit of off the artistic top.
Yeah, when you're robbing from the creative types, just let it be. Just be honest.
So, I realize that you're knee-deep in a shoujo manga.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion on harem mangas?
Usually not worth it?
It's like a shoujo manga, though, but just a lot more misogyny.
So, what part of that do you think I might not find rewarding? Just if you had to take a guess.
That was an oversimplification. A harem manga is basically a shoujo manga, but it's all a bunch of, like, will they, won't they, forever. Literally forever.
Yeah. What I like about shoujo manga is the implausible settings, the implausible career paths, and the fact that, like, it's centered around that lady's feelings. Harem manga, on the other hand, is just tedious, lengthy, and improbable relationship discussions. And then weird sexual tension. And if there's one thing I hate, it's weird sexual tension. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to have to read about it. It's extremely implausible how often these dudes accidentally walk into people's rooms. They need a fucking tracking ankle bracelet to keep them out of women's locker rooms.
Or just, they could, pick and be in a committed relationship.
Yeah, they could just quit fucking around.
I'll do this. I'll try and find a shoujo manga that you should read.
Why?
Because I feel like I like the direction that shoujo manga discussions are going.
You mean where we just agitatedly summarize them? Because that is the opposite of what my goals for this podcast are. I thought we were going to be, like, in depth. I mean, nothing wrong with just agitatedly summarizing things. I think it's a valuable art form. But...
I'm down with both. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
My next paycheck is probably going to go to Adventures of a Japanese Businessman in Sacred Heart. I'll try and have opinions about those.
I mean, I don't know how many opinions there really are to have. Also, just go to the fucking library, bro. Just Just go to the library. Just use the library. The library exists.
Libraries.
They're the best thing there is. They will be your friend forever. There are so many comics you can get from them.
I have to, like, look at people and talk to them, though, don't I?
Not necessarily. Your interactions with librarians can be very brief, and they're also trained not to care what you do. As long as you're not, like, shredding stuff or doing drugs in the bathrooms, they don't really care.
That's fair.
Like, if they bothered getting worked up about what every single patron checked out, they would have nothing to do all day but be worked up, and they don't want to live that life, and neither do you.
I will face my fears.
Thank God we got you through this bibliotech therapy session, or bibliophobia. That'd be fear of actual books. I was trying to make, like, a faux Latin word for your fear of libraries, but also I don't know how to say library in Latin, so it's not gonna work. You know, you're cowardice.
Thanks. Thank you. I did have a brief, like, I think everybody should read I Hate Fairyland, but it's pretty much, it's just a gore fest.
Which has its charms, nothing against that.
Yeah, but you could get that anywhere.
Certainly it's not hard to come by. I mean, dude's art is nice.
Scotty Young's got art chops.
Yeah.
It's very, very animated, very cute and disturbing. It's very Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Yeah, I mean, that entire thing depends on its disturbingness being a result of the cuteness and the contrast between the cuteness and the cartoon reference of the style and then the extravagant violence of the text. That's, like, the genre.
I might start reading Vampirella.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might just go in deep.
You should do it. You should commit to that. Live that bad life.
There's, like, 60 issues. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. You can just spend the same way I've read 21 fucking volumes of Skip Beat. You can read all of Vampirella. I was gonna try to read all of Cerebus, but the library doesn't have the first volume. So I might have to try to steal it from the internet. Because I think nothing's a better use of my time than subjecting myself to fucking Dave Sim.
That dude is sad.
Yeah, he's a sad sack. His fucking sign a chain letter to confirm that you don't think I'm a misogynist is a good one.
Wait, did he do that?
Yeah, dude, he won't speak to anyone who doesn't sign a formal document saying that Dave Sim is not a misogynist.
What?
Yeah! I'm not fucking exaggerating. He won't do it.
I have to look this up. That's
it is
crazy.
In his Wikipedia article, and it is just, it's just a definite fucking fact. It's true as hell. Yeah. It's my favorite fact about him. It's why he and Chester Brown had a falling out. It's Chester Brown was like, it's fine that you're a misogynist, you're just a misogynist. And Davidson was like, it's not good enough that you accept me for my misogyny, you just have to swear that I'm not a misogynist.
Content that society perceived misogynist as the lowest subhuman form of life in our society. He mentioned that few of any people had defended him, allowing him to be called the lowest subhuman form of life in our society with impunity. Huh.
Which, that's like, crazy. Nobody thinks that poorly of misogyny. It's kind of a national pastime.
Since 1776. So he won't talk to anybody who doesn't sign that letter. I wish I could do that.
I don't know if you're famous enough, bud. You can do it in your personal life and just refuse to talk to anyone who doesn't sign whatever disclaimer you have in mind. Would it be about misogyny or would it be about something else? Because as far as I know, you don't have a lot of accusations of misogyny leveled at you.
I'd go for something way juicier than misogyny. I'd have to be like, you can't talk to me unless you say I have an IQ of 145. Or you can't talk to me unless... I don't know. I can't think of another good one, but...
I mean, that's a pretty good one. Get them to swear to various things.
Pluto is a planet. That would be my thing. I won't talk to anybody that doesn't say Pluto is a
Perfect. That's so good. Fuck you guys with your planetoid shit. It's a goddamn planet.
It's small doesn't mean you can take them out.
It's small but mighty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part about Skype is that you can fart, you know? I still am not 100% comfortable with Skype, but that is nice.
It's not really any different than a phone.
It's a phone, I guess. It just feels like...
It's a phone where we can both very clearly be looking at different websites and look like we're making eye contact, which is... God, I wish that were true in real life, that you could just sort of project Facebook onto somebody's face. But other than that, exactly like a phone.
I'm sure one day you'll get your weird wish.
I'm sure Zuckerberg is already working on it.
It'll be like that thing in Islands. With the little thought bubbly things floating around.
Yeah, I fucking love that comic. Need more of that fucking... One's the best.
Yeah.
I don't care much about their but this one, we have all the technology turned off. What's up with that? I just want to see more potential applications of, a truly integrated, you-never-leave-being technology. Because what a fucking utopia. What a heartwarming... Everything I've ever wanted.
Did you hear about Hitchbot? Rest in peace,
Hitchbot. Oh, the one that fucking made it to Philadelphia and got the shit beat out of it?
Yeah.
I love that so much. Especially since, I don't know if you read this, but someone wrote an angry article being like, Hitchbot got what it fucking deserved. Maybe in Canada you can make other people take care of your trash, but not in the goddamn United States. Hitchbot is trash with a face and it belongs in a trash can. It was so good.
I'm glad America's keeping it G.
Yeah.
No foreigners. No foreign robots either.
Yeah, should have fucking built a wall to keep Hitchbot out.
Seriously, you should treat everybody nice, even if they're a robot. You should treat people with a minuscule amount of respect and on a basis by basis kindness.
I mean, yeah, there we go. That's the moral we want to leave young listeners with.